Chapter 4. The Monster's Story. I decided that as its creator, I should listen to the monster's story. So I followed him across the ice and toward a small hut. We sat before a fire, and the creature began his story. I do not remember very much from my first few moments, but I do remember that I was cold and a little frightened. I took some clothes from your house and went to the forest near Ingolstadt. I quickly learned how to live in this place. I ate berries and drank the water from the stream. Sometimes I searched all day for food. I could never get warm, as I did not know how to make a fire. One day, I came across a small hut on the side of a hill. An old man occupied the hut. When he saw me, he screamed and ran across the fields away from his home. He had left some bread, milk, and cheese on the table. I was very hungry and ate it all very quickly. Later, I walked across the fields towards a village. It was very beautiful. I looked at the houses and the gardens. I saw vegetables growing. At one point, I entered a farmhouse. When those inside the house saw me, they screamed, and one of the women fainted. Soon the whole village was aware of my arrival. Some of the villagers ran away, whilst others attacked me with stones. I fled. I was afraid and miserable. I eventually found another hut. This was very small, and I could hardly stand up straight inside it, but I was happy to find a dry place to sleep. I stayed in my hut away from the cruel world of people. Nobody saw me. I repaired the holes in the wall of my new home and cleaned it. I drank water from a pool near the hut, and although I still had to steal food, I was safe. There was a small house near the hut. I soon realized that there were three people living in the house: a young girl called Angela, her brother Felix, and their father, Mr. De Lacy. They lived a simple life, but they seemed very happy. Slowly, I started to understand the language that they spoke, and began to find it easy to repeat the words they said, like fire, milk, bread, and wood. The De Lacys were quite poor, so I did not steal from them. Instead, I tried to help them as best as I could. I noticed that the young man, Felix, would often go into the forest to chop wood for the fire, so at night, I would go and chop wood for the family, giving Felix more time to work on repairs for the house or to harvest vegetables in the small garden they owned. It pleased me to help the De Lacys, and I found other ways of helping them, like clearing the path of snow. I would watch Felix work, and when he had finished, I would continue his job during the night. Although the De Lacys did not know who was doing this work for them, they were very grateful. The life of the De Lacys was simple, but it was also very happy. I often heard the girl, Angela, singing, or watched Felix go for walks with his father, whose eyesight was not good. I saw that there was a lot of love and kindness in the family. However, one day, I saw my face in the pool where I drank water from. I then realized that I was an ugly monster, and I understood that the De Lacys could never show me the same love and kindness that they showed each other. You gave me intelligence, Frankenstein, so when the family left their home during the day, I would go into the house and look at the books that they kept. I learned much about the world. I learned about history and science. Yet the one thing that I wanted most of all was friendship. But I knew people were too frightened of me. They thought that I was evil and that I wanted to hurt them. One day, Felix and Angela left the house and Mr. De Lacy remained at home alone. I knew this was my chance. I entered the house. "Who is there?" asked Mr. De Lacy. "Forgive me," I replied. "I am a tired traveller. May I rest here for a while?" "Please sit with me," he said. "Forgive me, but I am blind, so it would be difficult for me to find you any food." "Thank you," I answered, "but it is only warmth and rest that I require. I am alone and I have no friends. I am afraid to ask people for help, as they think I am an evil monster. But I am not evil." "How can I help you?" he asked. Suddenly, I heard a noise outside and knew that it was Angela and Felix arriving back from their walk. Now was the time to speak, to reveal all. "Please help me," I moaned. "Save me and protect me. It is the friendship of your family that I need more than anything." "Who are you?" cried the old man. At that moment, the door opened and Felix and Angela entered. On seeing me, Angela immediately fainted. Felix thought that I was attacking his father and pulled me away from the old man with great force. He hit me with a stick, which caused me great pain. Before he could strike me again, I ran from the De Lacy's home. My misery was complete. "Why was I ever created?" I cried. "I hated you, Frankenstein. I could have killed myself, but I wanted to have my revenge." At night, I was no longer frightened of being discovered. So I walked in the forest, screaming and moaning like a wild animal. I destroyed everything I could find. It was a terrible night. The stars shone, and occasionally a bird would sing, but this was of no comfort to me at all. Everyone hated me. I was unwanted and alone. Eventually, I became exhausted and lay on the ground. I knew that there was no one in the world who would ever be kind to me. So I knew that there would be a war against mankind, but most of all, a war against my Creator. In the morning, I awoke to the sound of men's voices. I hid in some trees and listened. I spent the day thinking about my situation and hoped that I still might be able to make a friend of the old man. I fell asleep, but I had very bad dreams. At night, I became very hungry and found some food. Then I waited for the hour when the De Lacys normally began their day. However, in the morning the house was still dark and silent. At that moment, I saw Felix walking along the path with two other men. "It is totally impossible," he said. "We cannot live here ever again. My sister is terrified, and my father may be attacked again. We must leave." I never saw the De Lacys again. For the rest of the day, I stayed in my hut. I had lost the only people who I thought could be my friends. I thought of their gentleness and the kindness they showed to one another. But as soon as I thought about this, I felt sad and angry again. I knew that I would never experience this happiness. That night, I decided to destroy the De Lacy's house. There was a strong wind blowing. I took a piece of dry wood and lit it. I danced angrily around the house, Then I pushed the piece of wood into the cottage. It quickly began to burn. When I was sure that the De Lacys' home couldn't be saved, I ran from the scene. From that moment, I decided to find you, Frankenstein. I knew from a piece of paper taken from your laboratory that your name was Victor Frankenstein. I also discovered, from reading the De Lacys' books, that you lived in Geneva. But how was I to find you? I used the sun instead of a compass. I hated you, but at the same time I wanted you to help me. You created me. You sent me into the world. You gave me a heart and feelings. You made me ugly and frightening. I left in the autumn. My journey was long and difficult. I only traveled at night so that I didn't see any other human beings. The weather was very bad. The rain and the snow fell, and the largest rivers were frozen. When I arrived in Geneva, it was spring. I found a hiding place in the forest. I was tired and hungry and very unhappy. I fell asleep, but I was awoken by the sound of a child. When I looked, I saw a beautiful boy, and I suddenly had a thought. This child is young. This child will not treat me like those others have treated me, because his heart is still pure. He won't think that I am ugly. I will take him and talk to him. As the boy walked past, I pulled him toward me. When he saw my face, he screamed. "Don't be frightened," I told him. "I do not want to hurt you." "Let me go," he squealed. "You are a monster and you want to eat me. Let me go, or I will tell my father." "Child, you will never see your father again. You must come with me."
"You horrible monster," screamed the boy. "My father is Mr. Frankenstein. He will punish you for this."
The boy tried to escape, but I was far too strong. My hands gripped his neck, and in a moment he fell to the earth, dead. For a moment, I was happy. I knew that I could cause you pain. I knew that you would suffer like I had suffered. I looked down at the boy and saw that he had a picture of a beautiful woman. I took the picture and walked until I found a small hut where I could find shelter. However, there was a young girl asleep in there. I did not want to wake her, as I did not want her to see me. Then I had an idea. I put the picture into the hands of the sleeping girl. Everyone would think that she was the murderer. "So, Frankenstein, that is my story. But you must not leave me until you have done one thing for me. I am alone in this world, and I need someone to share my life with. You must create another life for me. Frankenstein, I want a wife." The monster looked at me, waiting for my answer, but I could not speak. When he had told me about his life with the De Lacys, I had felt some sympathy for him. But the last part of his story had made me angry again. "You must create this female for me, and she must be as ugly and horrible as me. We can live together, and I can have a friend. You created me, so it is your responsibility. You cannot refuse." "I do refuse," I cried angrily. "You want me to create another creature like you, so that there will be two evil monsters in the world? Never. You can do what you like to me, but I will never agree to do this." But you must agree, said the monster. I am miserable because humans have made me miserable. I have no reason to like humanity. Therefore, I will create fear instead of love. I will destroy instead of create. I will take revenge on my enemy. I will take revenge on you, Frankenstein. But if you agree, you will never see us again. We will live in the forests of South America. I do not eat the same food as humans. I do not kill animals. I live on leaves and berries. My wife will be the same as me. We will live happily and away from humans. Suddenly, I saw the sense in the monster's argument. I had given him life, and now I was able to give him the most basic happiness of all, love. The creature had shown me that he had strong feelings. If I agree, I said, you promise never to hurt anyone again. Yes, I promise, he cried. Now go and begin your work. When you are finished, I will appear. Then the monster quickly disappeared down the mountain. When I returned to Geneva, I felt upset and exhausted by my meeting with the monster. I had created one terrifying creature, and now I was about to create another one. I could not face the thought of my work. I needed more information to make a female, and I knew that this information could only be found in England. It was only there that I could hope to complete my work successfully. As the days passed, I began to feel much better, and when I didn't think of my promise to the monster, I was happy. My father noticed that I had changed. I am glad that you seem to enjoy life again, Victor, he said. But I must ask you about your feelings for Elizabeth. You know that I have always wanted the two of you to marry. Did you feel miserable because you love someone else? No, father, I replied. Elizabeth is the only girl that I would ever want to marry. She is beautiful and kind. By marrying Elizabeth, I know that both of us will be happy. My father was very pleased, but he wanted to know if I planned to marry Elizabeth immediately. How could I? It was impossible. I had to keep my terrible promise to the monster. I also knew that I needed to travel to England to complete my miserable task.